This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of September 22nd, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. It's been over a decade since Tennessee Democrats scored a big win in a state race. So, what's the party doing to turn things around? That's a question many in the state executive committee have been asking, and they're not happy with the answers they're getting from the Tennessee Democratic Party chair, Mary Mancini. WPLN Sergio Martinez Beltran has been talking to Democrats about this. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Jason.
So first of all, why are members of the Tennessee Democratic Party State Executive Committee unhappy?
Well, there are multiple reasons as to why they are upset, but they trace those concerns back to Mary Mancini, the party chair. There's an internal conflict over what many Democrats call a lack of transparency from Mancini. They also claim the party has no long-term plan as to how to win the state back. So the committee members that talk to me say they don't feel comfortable with her leading the organization anymore. This despite the fact that Democrats overwhelmingly supported Mancini's re-election in January. But it seems like the honeymoon period has ended.
So why are they saying that there's no long-term plan?
I mean, that's not a new concern. Members have been complaining about a lack of direction for a long time. But earlier this month, an article published in National Journal had Mancini struggling to articulate what would she do different to make Democratic gains. In fact, she told a reporter that she had to think about her answer. As expected, that raised some eyebrows within the party. Charlie Clark is a state executive committee man for Davidson County.
I just think that it's an inexcusable answer for someone who's leading a statewide organization, that's charged with electing Democrats.
Many other members are also saying the same thing. How can the party win when there's no strategic plan in place? Now, I talked to Chair Mancini about this. She says there is a strategic plan, but that it's confidential.
Well, aren't executive committee members allowed to see the strategic plan?
Yeah, multiple committee members told me that they have asked to see, to read the long-term, long-range plan of the Tennessee Democratic Party, and that they haven't gotten a response. Why? Well, Mancini says there have been some leaks since the January party election.
So it's become abundantly clear that it's no longer a secure channel for communication. You know, it's not going to be sent via email or via any kind of electronic way.
So Mancini says there is a plan and that executive committee members interested in learning more about it can call her or meet with her in person. WPLN asked to see the plan to verify the existence of it, but she declined.
Well, we've been hearing discontent from committee members even before the party election earlier this year. What else are you hearing about?
They talk about how there's not great communication within the party, this despite Mancini incorporating a monthly phone call. But most recently, there was an audit by the Federal Election Commission that finds misstatements of financial activity from January 2015 to December 2016. That's also something that has members upset. Many of them say they didn't even know about the ongoing audit. And all of this discomfort, Jason, all of these concerns have gotten to the point where members are asking Mancini to resign, something she says she won't do. Others recognize that the party problems predate Mancini, so they are willing to give the chair a chance as long as she shakes things up. Here's Carol Brown Andrews, a committee member and someone who has been involved in Tennessee Democratic politics for over three decades.
There has to be dramatic change in the way our party works if we're going to make any strides toward electing Democrats across the board. We just cannot continue down this path of how we are operating.
And with 2020 around the corner, more and more members are asking for a change.
Right. And 2020 is a big year. It's a presidential election, but also it's the 2020 census, and every state will be redrawing state legislative districts. It'll be another 10 years before they have a chance to do that again. What are Tennessee Democrats really looking forward to in this 2020 election, and what do they think they can achieve?
Well, they really want to flip more seats in the state legislature. In 2018, they flipped 2. Percentage-wise, they also got more votes in 2018, so they're betting on that momentum. But again, some members want the party to be more aggressive, to invest in rural communities. Some of them are saying, hey, we are never going to take back the state if we can't win in rural communities. And it seems like Mancini hears that.
But the reality is that this is a marathon and not a sprint. And this is how it is done. This is how the Republicans did it to us. It took them decades.
A quick reminder, Democrats had a majority in the state until 10 years ago or so. Now, there are red states like Alabama, Louisiana, and Kansas that have been able to elect Democrats. They invested in specific races and were successful. They also created a bench, a pool of candidates that could win. Mancini says that's happening in the state. She says the party has a program that trains potential candidates for local races. And she says she'll keep doing that since, in her own words, it is 100% working.
Well, thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez-Beltran covers politics for WPLN. You can keep up with WPLN's political coverage by subscribing to the TriStar State. You can find that at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.